Justine by the Marquis de Sade. Chapter 1. Thou, my friend, the prosperity of crime is like unto the lightning, whose traitorous brilliancies embellish the atmosphere but for an instant, in order to hurl into death's very depths the luckless one they have dazzled. Yes, Constance, it is to thee I address this work, at once the example and honor of thy sex, with a spirit of profoundest sensibility combining the most judicious and the most enlightened of minds. Thou art she to whom I confide my book, which will acquaint thee with the sweetness of the tears virtue sore beset doth shed and doth cause to flow. Detesting the sophistries of libertinage and of irreligion, in word and deed combating them unwaringly, I fear not that those necessitated by the order of personages appearing in these memoirs will put thee in any peril. The cynicism remarkable in certain portraits, they were softened as much as they ever could be, is no more apt to frighten thee, for it is only vice that trembles when vice is found out, and cries scandal immediately it is attacked. For it is only vice that trembles when vice is found out, and cries scandal immediately it is attacked. To bigots Tartuffe was indebted for his ordeal. Justine's will be the achievement of libertines, and little do I dread them. They'll not betray my intentions, these thou shalt perceive. Thy opinion is sufficient to make my whole glory, and after having pleased thee, I must either please universally or find consolation in a general censure. The scheme of this novel, yet 'tis less a novel than one might suppose, is doubtless new. The victory gained by virtue over vice, the rewarding of good, the punishment of evil, such is the usual scheme in every other work of this species. Ah, the lesson cannot be too often dinned in our ears. But throughout to present vice triumphant and virtue a victim of its sacrifices, to exhibit a wretched creature wandering from one misery to the next, the toy of villainy, the target of every debauch, exposed to the most barbarous, the most monstrous caprices, driven witless by the most brazen, the most specious sophistries, prey to the most cunning seductions, the most irresistible subornations for defense against so many disappointments, so much bane and pestilence, to repulse such a quantity of corruption, having nothing but a sensitive soul, a mind naturally formed, and considerable courage, briefly, to employ the boldest scenes, the most extraordinary situations, the most dreadful maxims, the most energetic brushstrokes, with the sole object of obtaining from all this one of the sublimest parables ever penned for human edification. Now, such were, 'twill be allowed, to seek to reach one's destination by a road not much traveled heretofore. Have I succeeded, Constance? Will a tear in thy eye determine my triumph? After having read Justine, wilt say, oh, how these renderings of crime make me proud of my love for virtue. How sublime does it appear through tears, how 'tis embellished by misfortunes. Oh, Constance, may these words but escape thy lips, and my labors shall be crowned. This very masterpiece of philosophy would be to develop the means Providence employs to arrive at the ends she designs for man, and from this construction, to deduce some rules of conduct acquainting this wretched two-footed individual with the manner wherein he must proceed along life's thorny way, forewarned of the strange caprices of that fatality they denominate by 20 different titles. And all unavailingly, for it has not yet been scanned nor defined. If, though full of respect for social conventions and never overstepping the bounds they draw around us, if, nonetheless, it should come to pass...